Okay, we are recording. It is 6:04. I would like to call the Otter Rock Water District Budget Committee meeting of June 9th to order. And we are recording, and let's do verbal roll call. Commissioner Hall.
Here.
Taylor.
Here.
Cutler.
Here.
Kammerer.
Here.
And Elliker is here. Our budget committee, Hart.
Here.
Gabriel.
Here.
Mullen.
Here.
DeMott.
Here.
And Neem.
Here.
We have a full house. And public in attendance, we have P. Anderson and Dale Powers. Okay. Well, budget officer, do you want to speak?
Sure. Yeah, I hope this is our last program here. I'd like to just go through it very briefly. And if you have your notes, that kind of would help. The very first item is cash on hand. We show $63,665, and I'll explain that. Includes $30,000 cash on hand plus $33,665 left from the chlorination donation. We will have an estimated $54,000 bank balance in checking. How much cash do we need to we maintain in our checking account as a reserve throughout the year, and how much cash do we declare as available? Question mark. We started last year with approximately $23,500, and it has grown because we didn't spend what we thought we would. So if there's any discussion about that, the cash is going to be kind of an item because at the end of the budget, you can see that we're a little farther down than we thought we would be. And so it's a matter of how we...
Oh,
Dick, you got muted. Dick, do you have sound? Can you unmute him, Lisa?
I'm gonna look.
Or ask him to unmute. Maybe he'll see it, I don't know.
I don't think we need
There we go.
There he is.
Dick, you were muted for the last few minutes.
Oh, I was? All right, so in item 420, residential water fees and commercial water fees, we've already talked about those rates, and we based them upon a simple multiplication of the rates that we are currently charging and the number of users that we currently have, both commercial and residential. Does there need to be any discussion on that by anyone?
I don't.
Okay, and all of the rest of the small ones under the 40,000 classification we've already discussed, but we end up with a gross profit 162,245, and we can go from there. Under the contingencies, that's note 9. We kind of back into that figure. But contingencies and net income, the amount of contingencies has been left unchanged, but will need adjustment. Net income, the bottom line, cannot be negative. So down to note 3 under 5020 line, 5020.6. The grant application fees, we have 10,938 left on the Civil West contract for grant application and search. So we increased the amount to 11,000. Any discussion on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Note 3. Yeah, we've already done that one. So let me turn the page.
Excuse me, Dick.
Yes.
Can we go back to the contingency? Why do we have to have the contingency? Is there There's a reason we have to have that?
I don't know.
Well, it's good to have that because it's an easy access to be able to put some money into another area where you're running low. You're allowed to have contingency of up to 15% of your total expenditures. You don't have to do a supplemental budget. You just have to do, I think it's a resolution to say you need to move money from contingency to another category.
Okay, that was his note he had there, note 9.
Yeah, and we haven't really done anything with it as adjusting it, but that's something we need to look at.
Yep, thanks for the explanation.
You're welcome.
On page 2 are the items from 5300 through 5400. Those are all fairly small items, including the payroll. Now, it goes down from a big amount when we had people working for us, and to a small amount when there's only one person on the payroll. We left that at 88.15. Any discussion on that one? And that's basically for Whitney. Plus a per diem amount of 400 in 5350.2.
So the per diem, that's part of the employee employment?
Well, that's their expenses, basically.
Reimbursement for mileage. Driving in town, basically.
That's a total of 92.15 then, really, for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and on 5400.8, bank service charges, there's a slight increase, and that covers that fraud addition. What was that, $65, I think?
Well, that, and I found out that we have a $2 a month charge for online access.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And then infrastructure, let's go to utilities. Utilities are pretty much the same as before. Infrastructure repairs and maintenance. We left that at $5,000. And you can see where it was last year. It was $3,100. I'm not quite sure, frankly, whether that needs to be there, because we've got this category at the very end that's kind of a catch-all. So we just left it alone.
Which number are you looking at, Dick?
7,000.
On page 3.
Point what? 7,000 point what?
Basically that.
Point one and two.
Point one and point two, but the title is 7,000 infrastructure repairs and maintenance. Kind of the stuff that we've been getting for nothing from Dana.
I agree.
No, I think this is intended for our licensed engineer that we've hired for next year.
Yeah, part of that isn't.
So that's anticipating, more consulting and engineering from them besides our chlorination project.
Okay. So I guess that one's okay then. And in the meter installations, we left that alone in hopes that we can fulfill it this year. And of course, I think that now has to be done with our man turns off the water, and then we have to have a licensed plumber to do that at this point. So our cost may be a little higher than we've estimated it there. Special projects are on hold until we determine if we are going to have the wherewithal and the personnel to do any of that, or only that turns into kind of an emergency.
Well, actually, we moved those over to 7070. They're under Ellie Street in the distribution box is under the additional services at 9,002.
Oh yeah, okay, there we are. That's what, that's under the labor part of it. And then the water quality testing, Tom got his figures to Beth, and that lowered a little after he examined everything. Over on category 7060, that went down to $3,122, he felt. Tom, do you want to explain that?
Well, we moved the testing was included in Highland Basic Service, the actual sampling. That was a big part of it. So this one went down and that was included somewhere else. And let me see.
This part is just the analytical lab fees, basically.
Right, and basically it was the sampling fees.
Yeah, it was everything. It was sampling the labs and everything, if everyone's got Tom's printout. It's an average cost per.
Well, it's what they charge for the different type tests, which was great to have because we didn't have all those details.
I think it was 3172 and not 3122.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't come up with 3172, but that was pretty late for me last night. So
then 7070 is kind of the system repairs and maintenance. I thought that was kind of the catch-all that I referred to.
Yeah, that is.
That's where any of these other jobs from 1 to 5 would go. And that was 29,820, and we've had it at that all the way through, except at the very beginning.
I'm not quite caught up with you there. The system repairs and maintenance, is that the what used to be itemized as special projects?
Yeah.
It's a catch-all for special projects, yes, and anything else. It was originally in there at 29,500, I think. And that was just, or 28,500. And there were no designations as to where those costs had originated. So we talked about it a little bit about just bringing those five items over that we're not quite sure about and just putting them in this category.
Oh, I see, I got them confused here. Okay.
Yeah, I think, and Tom, you had those on that one spreadsheet you sent out too. And I know you have a slightly lower figure, but I left the higher figure in because it's not that much higher and that leaves us a little fudge room.
Yeah, I just tried to kind of duplicate the numbers and with a little explanation there, but I didn't include it because we already were including it. Even though we may have Highland, this is a kind of, that spreadsheet I did was a Highland's cost, and these could be done, some of them by Highland. I didn't include them because they might be done by somebody else or,
right.
And they were also on the budget otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But the, it's, so how did it go from the individual projects under special projects to all these separate numbers for labor and maintenance and materials and.
Well, we had an old breakdown from last year of estimations from there that I found in my emails. And so, you know, some of it was for contract labor for excavation. Some of it was for materials, gravel and supplies. And so those numbers just got plugged in those different categories because that's what we track.
So on the former special projects that were listed by name, did we weed out some of those?
I think
yes, one and two and three. So it was really just 4 and 5, the amounts from there that got put into, added to the system repairs and maintenance.
Can we touch on those briefly? The third one was footing drain.
That was done.
I thought you said that 1 and 2 were removed and 3, 4, 5 were kept.
No, 4 and 5 were kept.
Oh, okay, sorry. So LA Street and the clearing out of the valve box.
Valves, yeah.
Okay, and on my spreadsheet,
those top numbers, those contract labor and materials and supplies, those were carried over kind of from last year. And I just, when I first saw that, thought that that was just kind of a catch-all category.
Well, it is. It could be, you know, there could be other things that come up because you don't know, so.
But the 29,000, like for those two projects, the valve box access and the LA Street repair, we didn't have near that much previously, did we?
No, there were about $15,000 for those 5 items, labor and materials originally.
But we only have 2 items left. We have LA Street and distribution system valve box, and those were previously, let's see how much, it's hard to figure it out. On my spreadsheet, I had them that they were formerly, 9,400, something like that.
420 for both of them.
What was that, Dan?
Yeah, that was 9,420 for both of them. If they had 2 different sections of systems repair and maintenance, for each, when you add those together, the LA Street one was 3,520, and then the distribution system was $5,900. So the both together were 9,420 for the 2 leftover projects. It came out of the other 2 areas.
So why do we have 20? On the new one, the one we're going over right now, we for special projects, we have 29,800.
I think there wasn't there something, weren't there some things, Dana, that you had in mind that you brought up originally that you said needed to be done? And I thought that we're consolidating what wasn't done last year with some things that you felt were critical this year. Is that true?
Well, I did the things that needed to be done already. And then the only thing I wanted was a new meter. I installed the bolts up at the couplers up at the tank farm and the bolts in the fire hydrant. So those are immediate, you know, addresses. And rather than wait on the board, I just went and did it.
Thank you.
You just owe me for the bolts.
Thanks.
Okay. That's it.
So is there a chance that Beth, those numbers that are now lumped under 70-70 could be applying to too many projects that we aren't doing anymore?
I don't know. This was adjusted back on a couple weeks ago. I'll have to dig up my numbers on it.
I think there's a good
I just took the breakdown that we'd had before and added those in. That's why the contract labor went from 10,000 to 17,720. But I don't have those numbers right in front of me right now.
Unless I'm missing something, it seems like it's 9,400 instead of 29,820.
Where? What line are you on?
77.
Yeah.
7070 says 29,820. And those 2 projects before were only 9,400.
Right, but it was added to the that was added to the 10,000 for, like, say, for contract labor that we had originally in there.
Yeah, I think what he's saying is that 17,720 should be more like 9,420.
Huh?
Yeah, for the
what was the original 10,000 in there for the contract labor?
I do not remember.
And we just simply carried it forward. That's kind of a soft spot for us.
You added the two other sections to this 70-70, and that's where, mm-hmm. where the 94-20 is coming from the special repairs and maintenances.
94-20. What line are you on?
Not there. 20 is the Ellie Street project and the distribution line systems, boxes and all that repaired and dug out so their use, can be used and everything.
Nice. That's for the money for the two projects we're talking about is right, 9,000 whatever.
420, what? Right.
Yeah, that's for the two projects, the special projects that we're doing. That's all the money they cost. So we don't know where the extra $20,000 is from.
Well, actually, you got about $8,000 extra dollars up here that we don't know where it's come from, what it's for, because you got materials and supplies for $5,800 in that same category. Then you move down the way and you still have system and repaired maintenance for dash other, another $5,500. So that,
as near as we could tell, there was nothing specific for those items. We just assumed, or I did anyway, that was just some anticipated overspending in different categories. It was kind of a catch-all.
That would seem to be contingencies would also be part of that, wouldn't it? As a catch-all for projects that we don't have listed.
Well, yeah. Good.
So we've got a lot of equity sitting around there, looks like to me.
So does this look like a potential spot to get some of the money back for the minus 21,000 at the end?
Yes, that's a big catch-all there.
I think so.
Well, we would want to possibly plan, unless you want to just have it in contingency, but plan for unforeseen things that need to be repaired 6 months or 9 months from now.
Well, we could guess on all kinds of things to add there if we're going to be doing that.
Well, we kind of have
to. Sky might fall. We might have to, build another roof or something.
That's right.
I mean,
isn't that what the contingency is? Is what you just described, Beth? Wouldn't we be better off to not put it in here where specific numbers are called for, but just reduce it and add what the difference is to the contingency?
There's 83.
You could, but
well, if we're 21,176 short. It would be pretty nice to have another 20,000 being able to be used. I mean, we would say, oh gosh, that'll sure help take down our our overage. Don't you think that'd be helpful? That would be real helpful if we could have $20,000 take down our 21,176 to 1,176. Which we could take out of contingencies and call it good.
But that's not taking it out, you're just moving it.
Well,
it's not gonna change the bottom line if we're gonna keep
20,000
in there.
Right. Sure.
That's true. So, but okay.
And we can only put 15% in contingency.
50% of our cash on hand?
15% of our total expenditures.
Total revenues? Okay.
Well, no, total expenditures.
I wasn't thinking about putting it into contingencies. I was just saying, let's just put in that for the moment, 9,420. Then you take the other 20. We have a deficit down here of 21,176. So if you're not taking it and putting in a contingency, you're saying, gosh, that drops our by $20,000, and now we're only over 1,176. I think that's great. You're not you're not putting it back into contingency. You still leave that, although you'd need another $1,100. But still, I think that would be pretty nice to not have. I mean, we got to cut somewhere. So here's a really cool place to cut.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm with you, Joni.
You still need some money for systems repair and maintenance. So that $5,500 at the bottom, I think we need to keep that.
Yeah. So maybe not the whole $20,000, but a good chunk of it.
Okay, well, we'll take 15 or something. Yeah.
Right, right. It's a start.
Wow, yeah, I guess. I think
if we're looking on cutting, I think I only see two areas we can really cut much from, and that's there and meter installation.
Well, here I have a suggestion. Let's go back to comment number one and talk about how much available cash we declare. Last year, we ended up with $23,500, I think, in our checking account. But we had $23,000 was declared as available cash as part of our revenue for the next year. Now we're going to have around $54,000 in our checking account, and we've only declared $30,000 of that as available.
Why wouldn't we declare it all available?
Well, you don't want all of it available, because if come next June, if we're short for some reason on revenue, we might not have enough money to pay our bills.
But we do have a savings account too, right?
We do. But also, I don't know. I'm just tend to be conservative financially and always want a little pocket somewhere.
Sure. So now you're saying we have 54,000 in our checking account?
Rather than at the end of the year, yeah.
Yeah, we always have. I mean, we have had.
Well, how come you didn't declare that at the start when we started the whole budget thing?
Well, I explained that I was only looking at what we didn't spend last year on all the projects. I sent an email out about it, and that I knew we had at least 30,000.
And it was printed out the last board meeting. It was right, you know, everyone had the checking account that and it was there, but you still denied, you still don't want to put it in there at that time. But now you want to declare it now. You want to use it.
Well, we know more now, maybe.
But we also haven't budgeted for the overage of the chlorination facilities. So we're going to,
we have some, but.
Yeah, but I would rather take off the LE street repair, because from what I've heard, we don't need it. So why budget for that and put that money towards? I agree with you, Beth. We need more money in our bank account in case something blows up and we need to fix it. Because
we don't get revenue for two months or something.
Well, isn't that what the contingency fund is all about?
No, the contingency is not a fund. It's just a declaration of it's just allowing you not to specify where you're budgeting the money. It's a kind of a catch-all.
A catch-all. So we could actually lower that or eliminate that, really.
We could, but you don't want to.
You mean you don't want to. I'm suggesting that we can, but you're suggesting that
I've never seen a budget that didn't have a contingency fund. So I'll just put it that way.
Okay, you haven't seen my budget.
Has a contingency.
Yeah, right, me too, a couple months. Beth, what we're looking at then is we've got a contingency fund and the money left over from checking that we're not declaring, plus we have the contingency fund there, if you look at it that way.
Let's not call it contingency then, because contingency is a line item in the budget.
Right,
but what I'm saying is something you allow yourself to put in any other place that you run short during the year. You can easily transfer.
Where do we put the extra 23,000 we have then that you're talking about? That's money that we have part of the checking account, or
we could declare more as available cash is what I'm saying.
Why didn't we do that from the start?
We probably should, yeah, I would think.
Why is Beth controlling all the numbers? I don't understand this. If it was out there to begin with, we'd already have that 23 declared. And then we'd have something more to work with instead of at the last minute, you know, telling us what we have and we don't have.
Everybody's known what our bank account is. Every meeting we go over it.
No, we haven't.
We announce it at every single meeting.
Just look at the last 1, 2, 3, 4 meetings. We have 30,000 that you said was there, 30,000. Then all of a sudden it jumped to 67,000.
And you're looking at the budget meetings. We're talking about
54,000.
Yeah, I'm talking about board meetings.
Board meetings, they tell you how much is in the checking account, the treasury.
Everybody's known that.
This is budget.
We haven't had board meetings since we've been having the budget meeting.
Explained it the first time. I guess you didn't hear, but.
No, you.
Wonder if I can make a suggestion. Maybe
make up some numbers and then come up with $30,000.
Maybe get rid of those numbers that are in 70-71 and 70-72, 17,720 and 58. And that gets rid of 23,500 and then add the 9420 back in.
Where are you?
And the difference we simply would reduce the category. That would reduce the category by what would it be? About $1,400, I think.
If we have cash in our checking, then why don't we just use it?
We have to declare how much money we have in our checking, I would think. I mean, that's money that could be budgeted.
Yeah.
Right. But you don't want to declare it all because you don't want to run dry at the end. Well, unless you want to live on the edge, then fine. Yeah.
That's what we're doing already.
The $9,000 in contingency is to cover that sort of problem, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's just...
What's it for then?
It's a category that you can put money in that allows you to use to fill other categories that start to run dry.
Isn't that what we're talking about, saving the money that you're talking about on the 20, you know, on the money that we have left over? Isn't that what we're using that for? I don't understand what it's being used for. The $23,000 or whatever it is.
It's Beth's way of saying she wants to save it and doesn't want it.
I wanted to know closer to in June how much money we actually had. So I didn't throw it in. I proposed using 30,000 of our cash as available. Now I'm saying we're real close. We know we've got a really good idea of how we're ending up, and I would recommend we declare more of it available cash.
Have more money available, exactly.
Right.
So of the 30,000, if we took, so you're saying it started off as it was 23.5 last year, and then it went up to 30,000, so we didn't spend it all. Is that what?
No, what I'm saying is last year we declared 23,000 is available cash as part of our revenue.
Right.
We ended up in June with June 30th of last year with 23.5. So we were really close. We only had $500 extra to spare from what we declared. If we had spent all our money, you know, we would probably have $500 left at the end of this June, but we didn't spend everything because we didn't do all those projects. We didn't do the meters. And we didn't have Jim around, so the salary for the operator was less.
So you're saying it just grew 500?
This year it's grown
to what?
This year we didn't spend 30,000 that we thought we were going to spend.
So why don't we take?
We still have another 24,000
plus the 30.
How much do we want to declare as available cash? I think we could definitely declare quite a bit of that, but I would be nervous declaring all of it.
So how much would you feel reasonably taking, using in the budget? Like 6,500 or?
Well, oh, I think you have to look at.
At least.
I think if you look at the profit loss and our monthly expenses, we have one more month, the month of June in this fiscal year. And then you have a July. So
no, we have
whatever our average cost per month that we've been expending would be for the month of June, and then apply that to July.
No, in July is the new fiscal year.
Right.
Yeah, but so you got to have money to, you know, to pay the bills in July.
Well, we're not going to spend this money in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's there. It's next June you have to worry about.
For purposes of the budget, could we just take item 7070.1 and 0.2 and put those at zero, and that eliminates 23,500, and then
no,
we
add don't in, we don't want to eliminate those. I don't think.
I don't think we need to.
Let me finish, and then we add back in task 4 and 5. That's $9,420. And then we add the 7070.5 tools and miscellaneous of 800, and we add the 77 system repairs and maintenance of 5,500. And that then would put a bottom line on that category of $15,720. So that would leave, that would remove 15,712. If you take the 2,900 category, that would remove 15,000 approximately from our loss. So now we'd be showing a $5,000 loss.
Can you repeat?
But we have more money.
So, yeah, we have more money.
Yeah.
We have more money in our account. We don't have to cut so much.
We have more money in our account than we have showing on this budget right now. By 24,000 or something, right, Beth?
Well, like I said, we will probably end up with around 54,000 in the bank balance on the checking. I added tried to add on the rest of the bills we might see this month, and that's probably what we'll have.
So if we do what Dick is proposing, and then we don't have enough, then do we then take it out of the 24,000? I mean, next year. I don't know. We've got to take it out of something.
We've got enough to cover the 21,000 because exactly. We have 24,000 we didn't know we had.
Right. Exactly. Just moving it.
It should not be, there should not be any net. There should be no difference between expenses and revenues. Really.
Well, really. There can't be.
Well, there can't be, but I mean, what I'm hearing is there is more money than we expect. We ought to make that minus go away.
We should could make do that. The minus
go away and then see what we have left.
Moving numbers.
Do we have any math going on?
About $4,000 left or $3,000 left.
Okay, and then if we eliminate the LA Street project, was about $3,000. That would give us that little bit of comfort that Beth's talking about.
That would have $6,000 of comfort, yeah.
Yeah, you know, because the LA Street project has been there for years, and we don't know if it's a gutter drain or if it's a leak.
It's dry right now.
Yeah.
So you're saying you want to add $20,000 to our available cash?
Good. Uh-huh.
Other than, oh, you mean?
Yeah.
And then take $3,000 off of systems repair and maintenance. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Minus
sounds
three.
Right to me.
Can somebody tell me where the money for Highland is put in?
On page 4. For water operations,
it's
the last new code
that
we'll add to our accounting codes.
It's in the 9,000 category.
9,000, so it says 25,000 down there? No.
Mm-hmm.
Basic systems operation. That one, is that what it is?
Oh, I see.
There's two categories.
So if we have a category for Highland that includes basic and additional services already.
Yep.
And we have a special projects category 70-50. What is the 70-70?
We don't want 70-50 anymore.
70-50 is out, yeah.
We don't want to name each project each year.
Right, we got no money in there at all.
Right, we took all of that out.
Okay, so if we have all the money for Highland, that's supposed to cover everything except special projects. And so where is this 70-70? What's that for if we have Highland already with all that money for Highland?
For unknown special projects, I guess.
We don't have the money for Highland to do those special projects in or those system repairs in there. I don't think, right, Tom?
Right.
Highland, the number that I came up with for Highland was, you have to add two numbers, 8951 and 15600. So that's about 24 something. Mm-hmm. It's about that. That's so nice. That includes, there's two numbers. There's the additional services and the basic system operation. And
what about chlorine and maintenance? Is that a number that's part of it?
No.
9,000.3? Yes.
No, I didn't have anything to do with that.
No, we added that a couple times on the first.
The chlorine, that would be from the supplies for the new
tablets.
Tablets, yeah.
Tablets, but, and the sensor or something probably will need to be replaced.
Yes. But that's not additional services.
That's what Dana information Dana got to us.
Yep.
Well, so if we add more, if we say we have 20,000 more cash, then we're only down 1,176 at the bottom with no other changes. If we take more out of our system repairs, then we'll have even more.
Right.
We'll be better off.
Take 3,000 out of there for the LA Street project.
How much?
3,000 for the LA Street repairs out of that.
Okay.
I just don't know. I'd like to understand where 70-70 is coming from.
It's a category we've always had.
It's for systems repair. We may not have them, but we may have repairs that we have to do. And so therefore we have a systems repair and maintenance column. That's for repairs that might come up. Does that make sense? And special project workshop. Right, it's those two areas. Okay.
So Tom, just an explanation. Back in the proposal, let's see, July, let me see, where am I here? Which one was this? I wish they were dated when they came out. But anyway, we took 5,300 and eliminated the, 5,300.1, which had special projects in there, which included, Spring 3, Tank 2, LA Street and distribution system. So then if you go on down and there was the 70-50, well, that was special projects, had the same listed special projects in there. So we combined those two to make those 70-70. So we eliminated 70-50 and 5,300.1.
One was labor and one was materials and contract.
And then if
labor.
You combine the two that we kept, the LA Street project and the distribution system valve box maintenance and repair, that's those numbers that you had from those two system repairs that we combined in 70-70, where 70-70 comes from.
That is labor and material.
It's a combination of everything, because if you go down even more, and there's even a 5,000 at the end of it for others.
Right.
Well, if we add 20,000
to our... That covers pretty much everything. I mean, if you're looking to the future for something extras, I think that's
where we have the extra money. I agree. 77.
Well, if we take 3,000 off for the LA Street repair out of our 70 system repairs.
Right.
We are now 1,824 ahead, so we could add that to our contingency.
Yeah, for the chlorination project overage. And we'll just take it out of the contingency. And that'll help a little.
That gives us, let's see, 88.93 plus, what did I say?
You know, for purpose of writing something down, we're going to definitely get rid of 70, 70.1 and 77.2. Those go to zero, right?
Right.
No,
not necessarily. No.
Nothing goes to zero, Dick.
Okay.
Well, okay.
But
again, we're only taking $3,000 out of 70.
Yeah, but wouldn't $9,420 that was pinpointed for item 4 and 5, wouldn't those go into those categories? And then the 800 for tools on 70.5 and the 5,500. So basically, if that's the case, the 9,400, 800, and 5,500 adds up to $15,720 instead of $29,820 there. And that's a $15,712 credit to that account.
Why do we need to take that much out of there? Why are you taking that much money out of the systems repair? It's unnecessary.
That's where I got lost in your conversation. That was a hard figure that Dana said was tagged for the item 4 and 5 on those contingency repairs.
Right. We have $24,000 that we didn't account for in this budget right now. That's in our checking account. If you bring in $20,000 of that, it basically brings us down to $1,760 that we're in the red on. If we take $3,000 out of systems repair and maintenance, we are plus $1,030 on that. Okay. So we have we can throw that into our contingency fund and we're balanced. We're balanced.
Taking that $3,000 out and adding it to contingency, we can have contingency of $10,639 and be balanced.
And you still have the $4,000 that you wanted to keep in checking for whatever.
Right.
Right.
So
we are balanced with that. We don't need to take any more money out of systems repair and maintenance other than $3,000.
Right. And we can transfer between funds through the year with a resolution. So
if we wanted to put it into meters, maybe.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Okay. We want to put 4,000 in the meter. Or 5,000 or 6,000 for
consultation or whatever. Yeah, exactly. I think that balances it.
It does.
Lisa, did you have your hand up that I wanted to hear what you were?
I was just like, woohoo.
Oh,
but, yeah. Well, we could be. If we think 10,000 is enough overage for the chlorination project.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah.
And if not, we can also transfer in from savings in the middle of the year too. Mm-hmm.
But this is good. Oh. We aren't touching savings this way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
Dale,
I don't want to touch savings.
Hey, in the monies that you now have in your available cash on hand, does that include any of the money that came from the sewer system, the donation?
Yeah, it includes, we're down to, because we just got a new invoice, It includes 33,665 that's left, added to our actual cash, which we've now bumped up from 30 to 50. So see if those, so that gives us 83,665 in available cash on hand.
So that still includes the money that needs to be transferred out.
Well,
83,000.
The 83 still includes the stuff, the money that was donated for.
Because it's cash. We're going to, it's money we're going to spend. It's in the bank. We're going to spend it. It's the same as our other cash.
However, it's not going to be in the bank as soon as you get the new account set up.
What?
It is not going to be in the bank anymore once the new IMPRESS accounts are set up.
No, it is in the bank. It's always going to be in the bank.
It's another account in the bank.
It's just another account.
It'll be in another account. It'll not be your operating funds.
Right. It won't be in the operating funds. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Not the regular operating funds. It's restricted funds.
Right.
The Department of Revenue told me to put it there.
I want everyone who's on this committee to understand that that money is still commingled in there. It's going to get moved so that it doesn't sort of disappear.
It's not going to disappear. It's, we're counting, we've got a separate account codes to track it.
No, it's not.
This budget you don't.
Yes, we do. That's your, our 8,000.
Yeah, it's 8,000, the 8,000 section where we've got.
That's where you're spending it, correct. However, right. Up above, when you're talking about this additional 20,000 you just put on top of the 63,665, you're still using that donated monies in there.
Right. And they said to just put, to add it into the cash on hand and just put a note on it of what portion is from a donation from last year. That's what the Department of Revenue Tax Division, who covers local budgets, told me to do. Because
where it says 8,000 says restricted funds from donation. That's where it's going into there.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's where we're tracking it. Yeah. Any of our expenses are going to show up there until we get rid of it in another month and a half, 2 months. It'll all be gone.
When did they tell you to do that, Beth?
When?
Yeah.
I don't know, about 2 or 3 weeks ago when I read emails and talked to him.
So was Dick involved in this as treasurer?
No.
Why not?
Because I had already contacted them. You could call them and ask them if you wanted to find out.
That's not my point. My point is that our treasurer should be the one who's talking to the Department of Revenue.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, I did not, and Beth took care of it for me. So I guess I delegated or just asked a friend to do it for me.
So if I'm understanding everything, we're very close to having this figured out. And at some point, I want to take just a couple minutes, maybe not now, maybe a little later, just to go over, I just want to review a couple things for my own understanding and a couple things that I think were skipped over, but it doesn't have to be right now, or it can be. I don't want to bog down how close we are.
No, Mike, if you...
Now would be a good time.
Well,
we talked at one of the meetings, it was talked about the QuickBooks, and there was a discussion going on about the level we're at and bumping that up so more people would have access to the QuickBook program that I don't understand, but I think that's what was said. And I believe Beth, you mentioned at the time you were going to look into because the price that was kicked out was for 100 people to look or something, and it was $2,000. So I looked online and I couldn't figure that out. And I remember, Beth, you said you were going to look into seeing if there was a lower level, might be a little bit more, but it would actually let board members access that. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, and I didn't do it. I spaced that out.
Well, I just didn't, maybe you want to leave, maybe the board just wants to leave it the way it is, but I remember that was a topic that was discussed.
Right, they do advertise a multi-user, a different version for $199. It's a subscription thing, so it's an annual cost each year, and that you can add one or two users for another $100 each user.
Okay, well, again, I don't know if that's something the board has to decide whether they want
to. But it needs to be confirmed by, you know, calling up the sales people.
Okay.
You can't tell from just what they give you online.
Okay. And looking at my notes, then, okay, jumping back to 5020.1. The audits that are, you've got budgeted $8,500 for, refresh my memory. Why is this happening? The audits?
We will be required to have an audit this year instead of a in lieu of audit report, because our expenditures are exceeding $150,000 for the year.
Okay, I thought it was something in the past. Okay, and then real quickly, and I know Dick has, I would take his word that Highland is going to do a really good job, but what is the board's evaluation process for maybe a year from now going, how is Highland evaluated, whether you want to keep them? Is that something that happens before the next budget group gets together to say, yeah, they're doing a great job, we want to hire for another year? What's the evaluation process that the board has for something like that? And is it the same as they did with Jim? I'm not clear on that.
Well, we don't know that we have a process of it, but I'm sure we'll be discussing it.
Okay. I'm just familiar with a couple of, you know, Dick has mentioned that he was going to look in Monday to what other districts are doing. And I did a little looking on my own, and there's quite a bit of stuff at the state level about evaluations, but that's again up to the board. So Jim, was he evaluated yearly or not evaluated at all?
Mike, my inquiries have been for what other water districts are charging people to shut off and then return on the water. That's what
right. I remember that, but it's I'm just curious, not only in that area, what other districts are doing, but you know, I would think there's an evaluation process that would be followed, just so every year we want to hire you again to Highland. I don't know.
Well, they aren't a hire, they're a contract, but
want to renew the contract.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe I had some influence with Highland. I sat on the board for 3 years of the Johnson Creek Water Department when Ted Dykstra retired. We looked around and found Highland to be the best one. And we were the first in this area that Highland came in to do. I called and found that they were very happy with Highland, as I was while I was still there. So that's what I put on the table. And of course we were facing a deadline, and with no more labor available to us here for our own hire, at least for the immediate future, Highland really made sense. And I think it was a good hire personally.
Oh, I do too. I completely agree 100%, but I'm just kind of surprised that the board doesn't have an evaluation process already set up. I don't know. Maybe they didn't think they needed to evaluate Jim down the road or whatever. Two more quick things, and I'll be done here. Looking at, this is one I'm not clear on what happened here. If we're looking at gross payroll office manager, it was 7,200. And then there was some talk at these meetings about it was gonna be hourly or something. And then it jumped up to 8,640. It stayed there adjusted on 525. I still am not clear if it's hourly or monthly or weekly or whatever, but now it's back down to 7,200. So, and Beth, you said at one point you wanted to see the office manager in the office more. Is the 7,200, I guess we're, that's where we are, but how is that figured? Is that monthly? Is that how that works out?
That's an annual figure.
I'm sorry?
That's an annual figure.
Okay.
600 is what it is.
Right, it's not hourly then, that was dropped, okay. And so I'm assuming then that the same information about evaluation is just kind of not there for that position either, I guess.
That one was a hard one for me, and I have to speak up here. There's gonna be another meeting, I think, coming up to discuss Whitney and the problems that Whitney has had with other people, or that other people have had with Whitney.
I'm not talking about Whitney as a person, or Jim as a person, or Highland, whoever. I'm just asking about the process. This has nothing to do with
the process. In this instance, is just money. Highland was a lot more expensive by about $400,000.
Understand completely support that decision. I was I'm just trying to get an idea of how the board works with certain areas. Is it nothing personal to anybody? It's just questions.
Do we evaluate employees?
Right, exactly.
Since I've gone that far, I want to put my own opinion in. Since I've come, Whitney's been nothing but cooperative, and she's been accurate. She works well with Beth. And so that's my two cents on that.
I appreciate that. That's fine.
Yeah, Mike, I've only been on the board for a year, but I've never heard of a formal evaluation procedure.
I might be curious.
I've never seen anything about it.
It might be something that you would want to check with other districts. It's just, it has nothing to do with really the budget or anything personal. It's just observations that I'm making as we're going through this process. That's it.
Right. Lisa?
Pat was trying to get an evaluation system going, and it failed on lots of starts and fits. And we should have one.
I agree.
Well, I agree.
Okay.
But while we're talking about Whitney, that letter that she sent out, I'm just appalled at that letter.
Well, Dick
brought it up, so I'm just saying I'm appalled at that letter.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it again at the meeting because I'm appalled at that letter.
Go. Okay, anything else, Mike?
No, I'm going to look real quick. The audits. The only other thing I had is really minor. It's the donation from Dan. That can be used anyway. Was that earmarked a certain way, or that $600, or it can just be spent for whatever?
It was for the website. It's the annual fee for the website.
Gotcha. Okay. No, that's it.
Beth, do we know if he's going to do that again? Since he's not on the board, I had a question about that.
He's probably is. I don't know. You could call him and see.
So we might not want to put it in the budget if we're not going to get it.
Yeah, you could leave it off. I guess it's only $600. We can take it out of the contingency if you wanted.
I can only speak from working with Dan, but I didn't ever get from him that he did it because he was on the board. I mean, he did.
No, I didn't either, but you know, I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. I don't want to assume. Because I don't think we've asked him.
I think that's a good idea.
So that was my 2 cents.
Yeah, it's just always been in there since I've been around. So,
well, it was there. He made that an original donation and then continued to do it. And it was extremely generous. And it is so, I mean, it is required if you want a website.
Oh yeah, we have to have it. And that's a great deal, $600 for that thing. That's
And they are tremendous people.
Right, right.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it might be a good thing to not even include it because it isn't for sure known.
Under revenue, right, yeah.
Right, and it comes due, I think, what is it, February or March or something, and so it's he wouldn't be donating it again till, you know, next year around the after the first of the year.
Okay. I'm sorry, I've got one more. Two lines down. How's the interest figured? Because the current year it was 1388.
Yeah, I don't know where 1388 came from. We didn't get near that.
Okay.
We don't get near that for interest. And
so 450 is a good ballpark.
We have looked back to what we've been getting, and that would be an annual amount that we earn from our savings account.
Yeah, 1388 sounds kind of high.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
That's good interest.
Stock speculation.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Right. Let's talk to the guy that's
there.
I'm done. I promise I'm done.
Joni?
You'll find something else.
Oh, maybe.
I just wanted to ask, I cannot wait to see these, all the figures, the way that we've talked about them tonight, and having that deficit gone, I'd really like to see that. Are we clear? I mean, have we made that happen?
I've got the spreadsheet up on my computer now, and I'll have to make a little adjustment if we take the 600 out, but the donation, I don't know if that was what everyone wanted to do, but
that's fine. Yeah.
That would just come out of contingency. Dale.
Okay. To answer Joanne's question, I've been trying to keep track of what changes you guys are making. So to recap them individually, we added $20,000 to the starting cash balance. I took out Dan's donation, made that zero. The contingency, I increased it by 2,000 and then forced an $800 difference to make everything else balance. So the only other change then was down in the total systems and repair, we took the Ellie Street repair out for 3,000 or 3,000 out. And so with those changes, we're now at zero.
Your
contingency is currently at 10,117.
Thank you.
That's right, yeah.
Thank you.
10,117?
Yep.
Thanks, Dale.
Okay. Make sure and send me your spreadsheet, would you?
I will. I did last time.
Thank you.
I know you did.
That's the numbers I got.
It's slightly different than what I got, but it's not far off.
Are you all happy? I mean, did the numbers? I'm just curious about how people feel about, did you get what you felt was important? Was anything disappointing, or have we forgotten anything?
I'm a little nervous about our chlorination project going over more, but I guess we'll see. And we do have savings. We can jump out and grab a little bit from savings.
I did want to say something that after our meeting the last time, I talked with Craig about it. You know, Craig was on the water board 8 years in the 2000s and early 2000s. And he said that every year the board would set aside money into the savings. That's how the savings got built. Mm-hmm. And they would talk about one-time projects. They would talk about, and chlorination came up, and the light ideas, you know, water goes through light and gets fixed. And they talked about a lot of things, but they knew that down the road there was going to be a need for these projects. And I felt so much better knowing that the board had planned well in advance and they put that money away, and that money is is designated by previous boards for the very things that that you're doing right now, and I feel so much more comfortable. I don't like to spend savings, but I would for fulfilling something that a previous board was so committed to. So I'm happy with the numbers. I just want to know what everybody else is.
Right.
I'm kind of happy. I'm trying to figure out why we haven't had any more chloroform tests and the testing they're doing. I'm trying to figure out why we're even chlorinating. I'm disappointed we're chlorinating. I've really liked Otter Rock water for 50 years here, and it's disappointing that we have to put something into it. That's my disappointment.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. Maybe.
Well, and I'm concerned that we, you know, we're this tight on our budget and we said, oh, screw it, let's just take money out of savings and that'll fix it. And, you know, I mean, that's great. I'm happy we had it and I'm glad we did it, but I just feel like, should we like be raising the water bills like to $55 so we have like a tiny bit of extra money at the end of the year? And would that even, would people even notice an extra $5? I just feel like I don't like struggling this hard to get a balanced budget with no plan for having extra money in the future. So anyway,
I just, you know,
that's my concern.
I've been thinking about that too, Grace. It's just that, boy, I think that to raise rates really requires the community being more, you know, way engaged.
And I guess if you just, I just feel like if you just do it just a tiny bit so that you hardly notice it, you just have, it's better than hitting people with like $40 a month, you know, at some point because we didn't plan ahead. Yeah, I hear you though. I do hear you. Yes, Dale.
Well, I guess, Grace, my response to that is, you know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we increased to $20 with the commitment that in 3 years we'd have the water meters all done. And the boards over the years have decided money was more important to spend elsewhere. And so water meters haven't gone in.
I know.
And as I understand, you know, in the current year, there have been no installs. Last year, there was a few installs. The year before that was when they started it. So I would, as a consumer here, not be willing to pay more because past promises haven't been fulfilled. You know, we've been lied to.
Well, I'd have to raise the issue that, you know, if we didn't have the donation for the chlorination system and we had to take it out of our savings, we would probably have $13,000 to our name.
So, I
got to go with Grace. We got to come up with somehow to have start putting some money away, unless we're just going to tell the water kit quits coming out of our tap.
You know what? I also learned
last week. Which is fine. It's working so far.
Well, I learned last week with this meeting was that loan and grant agencies want to see the commitment of the community to not only pay its regular operating costs, but also to for the loans and whatever. We know there's going to be all of us sitting here know this, but I think if you're going to have to really raise the rates a lot down the road, that it's so important to involve the community in it. And I don't mean just like tell them that it's going to happen, or if you want to come and talk about it, you're welcome. I mean, it's got to be a real effort at this kind of money. I mean, really, if it ever is going to go have to.
At some point, it's going to get hit. We're going to get hit with it anyway, though. So I guess in my mind, why not do a little bit at a time instead of just down the road saying, now we've got to double your water bill. Because we didn't take it. We didn't charge you more. Some tiny bit more last year.
You have to start early. Yeah, sorry.
But when is
Civil West says that we should be raising rates, and we are not, according to their figures, our $50 is not covering our basic maintenance needs, and that's not including the water meters. I don't know why the previous boards thought that, you know, the extra $20 would fix everything. Things cost a lot more money, and I'm sorry, we are doing our best to fix the problems that we have, and I am so sorry that we cannot put the meters in because we have had emergencies that have funneled out the money. And until we raise the rates to a comfortable, you know, we're not even making the bills. And that's
we are,
just,
but
Well, I know, but if we're talking about maintenance and stuff like that, we should be putting money into savings. We should be funneling stuff in. We're not making our month, you know, the $50 is that $20, that $30 is not covering our monthly costs. It's just not. And it's sad, but it's not, you know, we just.
Well, it is, but I think it just is. But remember, we had money left unspent from our budget last year, but it just didn't work without Jim here because Jim was so, you know, proactive about getting things done.
Well, I think the board needs to make the decision in the future about raising rates. That's not something we're going to do tonight. And I think they need to take into consideration several factors. And I mean, we can talk about it for the next hour and a half, but I don't think.
Right. That's not my intention. I just wanted to mention it. You know, to be honest, Joni asked the question.
State Parks claims that we have 500,000 visitors to Otter Rock each year.
Whoa.
150 customers are supposed to support 500,000 people using our water. Something's gotta, we need to get some more revenue from the state, I think.
I would second that. There are a lot of impacts on our community from the state park, and I love the state park and the public access to the beach, but that's one of many that's impacting this community.
That's a good point, Wendy.
Yeah, I would look at raising commercial rates, I think, before anything else.
Well, or usage rates, because they do pay above a certain amount extra for the water they use, but it's only for a couple months. It pops up and then it's back down again.
I think we should look into considering the rentals to be a business and make them commercial. We ought to talk about that.
Good point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, and that's where we need to get meters in, because charging people more when they may or may not be using more water is, you know, sort of random. But
right, that's what the board discussed last December. Quite a bit.
Yeah, and I'm with Dale on, you know, I feel like we really need to keep working towards those meters. I mean, I know we're doing, I get that we're all doing the best we can and we're moving forward. I think we should get the meters in. And I'm happy we got the budget balanced, you know.
Yay.
Go us.
Well, one note on the meters, there we are checking on some financing or loan or grants to install the meters. We haven't got back anything back on it yet, but there is a possibility on that scale.
Good.
And the commercial rates, I know they pay an overage. They pay an overage charge above the minimum, but really the rate is minimal. The base rate is not much higher than a residential rate, and the overage rate is not very expensive either. So if there's a large user, we might want to up those rates.
Well, yeah, we do have one user that goes through quite a bit. I think they rinse off a lot of surfboards in the summer.
Maybe they can bring in water, because I've heard that maybe they need to bring in some.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch that real carefully this year. And there have been years past where we had the state parks turn off their outside water, but that had mixed results because, you know the story, right, about the sand inside. They had so many people, instead of rinsing off their wetsuits outside, and we shut off the showers, they had so many people apparently trying to rinse them out inside in the restrooms that they had trouble unclogging the drain
in the restroom floor, and they ended up using a whole bunch of water to unclog the drains. And apparently they weren't sure whether we actually saved in the long run.
Were they rinsing their wetsuits in the toilets?
No, in the sinks, I think, yeah.
All right, well, good job everyone on the budget.
Do we need to, we need to do something formally? And do we meet again?
If we're all satisfied with this and we don't want to, you know, if anybody does want to raise rates, this is the time to do it, because you have to have a hearing, and it can be combined with the budget hearing that we also have to have.
He needs someone to do prep work, tape, fresh
water. Other than that, if the budget committee wants to direct. And make a motion to
Dana, mute yourself, please.
Oh, we were listening to your conversation.
Sorry.
And we could be done as far as the budget committee.
Anyway, there's a mute button.
And everything, the budget.
I would kind of like to see it before I voted on it. I mean, I will vote it on it, but.
Okay. You want another publication, right?
Well, I'd like to see a 0-0 on that part, yeah.
But you want another meeting?
I mean, I'm okay with voting on it now.
No. Oh, come on.
So does someone want to make a motion?
I move that we accept the budget. Well, I guess I shouldn't. That should be someone who doesn't.
Should be a budget committee person. Grace, do you want to make a motion?
No, I'm.
Come on, Grace.
I move that the budget committee accept the budget as we've cleaned it up.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Wow. Way to go, Grace. Okay.
Sorry, Joni.
Recommend budget as adjusted on 6-9. To the board. So you guys recommend this budget, and then the board actually also votes on it.
Okay.
But we want to know that the budget committee also has, this is what you want to recommend.
And okay. Then Beth, when does it go to the paper then publication? It has to be by the 12th or something?
Where did I last write that down?
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, we have to have a budget hearing. And I think we're looking at probably the 29th. For the budget hearing, because it has to be approved before the 30th. So
right.
One night, just in case, you know, the power goes out or something, we can't meet.
Mm-hmm.
Note from last, it said the notice goes into the newspaper on 6/18. Does that sound right?
If the notice is on there, let's see, if we get it in for the Wednesday paper, we have to have it in by the 17th. If we wait for we can do it as late as the 25th, Friday, the 25th paper, that deadline would be the 22nd.
What happens if we get public, we got to present this public and they say, we hate what you're doing, do something else.
Well, it's an advisory hearing, as all hearings are. They are simply advisory by the public.
So you could still say, we're going to keep with this, and this is what, or we could vote on it and still say accept it. Okay.
That's right. Well, you know, that year they raised it 20. They were talking about raising it 10, and that was the hearing. And then they changed their mind and decided to raise it 20 instead.
Okay.
I'll vote in favor of that if we're voting on it.
Okay, well, let's do a vote then on this. So, Hart?
I'm in favor.
And Gabriel?
I'm in favor.
Mullen?
In favor.
DeMott?
In favor.
Neem?
In favor.
Hall?
Yes.
Taylor?
Yes.
Cutler?
In favor.
Kammer?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll vote yes. That'll make 10 yays, so that passes. So that's what the Budget Committee has recommended. We will get you all a copy, Joni.
Thank you.
You can see that zero, that bottom line zeroed out. And I want to thank everyone for all their time and work that they've put in on this.
Thank you.
Hey, Beth, you and Dick have copies of the spreadsheet already in your email.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks.
I want to thank Dale for being a kind of committee member. He would be a committee member, but he couldn't be. But he's come to every single budget meeting, and we really appreciate his help.
Thank you, Dale.
Yes, thanks very much.
Okay. So we did that. So that should do it for tonight. Anybody have anything else? Or we could make it an hour and a half meeting just about.
Wow.
That would be wonderful.
We've exceeded my expectations.
Ah, wonderful. Okay, well, it's 7:30 then. I'll declare this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.